Count on us to be talking local. Rutherford Issues with Brian Parrott.
Doing a little rocking around the Christmas tree, I guess. Are we rocking around the Christmas tree, Terry Page?
Works for me. Works for me, Brian.
We were just chatting here that it's, I guess it's just like this for everyone, but it's a really, really busy time of the year, isn't it?
Extremely busy. We've been really busy.
I bet. You know, not only with that, but with, you know, you've got to go here to this Christmas party and you've got to buy gifts here and just everything involved, a lot of Christmas programs, and it just seems like you want to pull your hair out. And on top of that, we're doing a construction project at our church, so we're trying to get some things wrapped up there. And as if I needed anything else, I've had some hail damage on my house.
Did you really?
Yeah, from that hailstorm back in October. And, you know, just getting around to it and with the delays. And, you know, there were a lot of claims here because of that. And met today with my adjuster and things of that nature and got all that ball rolling. So I'll have another construction project going on. But all that being said, I did take the time out to make sure that I found a contractor that I was comfortable with and met with them and talked to them. And my first place to go was the BBB website because, you know, I've learned from the best. I mean, that's what you preach here and did the very same. And I know that they're an accredited business, and that makes me feel much better about the work that they're going to do.
Absolutely. They're local. Yep. They'll be here 2 or 3 years down the road. You won't have to go looking for them. Your warranty will be intact, which a lot of people don't realize. If that roofer's gone that put that roof on and it leaks in the spring when we get lots of rain, your warranty leaves with that roofer. Mm-hmm. So everyone does need to be correct, and I do preach that every week just about.
Well, you know, it's worth saying again and again, and I, you know, a little testimonial there never hurts, but you know, encourage folks, even you can get so busy, but it's just a click or two away on the computer.
That's
to
right.
Search for the businesses.
You can call us, you can go online and check them out. And you know, you said the hailstorm, this damage happened in October. When I called my insurance company because I had damage to my vehicle at the office, they told me that in the first 3 days after the hailstorm, there were 52,000 claims in Murfreesboro,
wow.
Rutherford, and Tullahoma.
That is amazing.
So, yeah, that's a lot of torn up property.
They're still playing catch up, you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
So.
And probably will for months.
It was just kind of a little freak storm that popped up, but sure did a lot of damage. So, but I wanted to make sure I mentioned that since you were here and just going through all of that. And despite how busy you think you may be and everything, it will be worth your time and effort. It doesn't take a lot of time just to make sure that you're dealing with somebody that is a credible business, because there are a lot in town that come in and go.
That's right.
That are just here for that. The Better Business Bureau, we talked and touched on this a little bit last time, but there are still some businesses that are receiving what appears to be emails, malicious email, or there are malicious emails, but with using the Better Business Bureau name, and those are dangerous emails, aren't they?
They are dangerous emails. They have viruses attached, and it's going to our accredited businesses as well as businesses that are not accredited. And it says hello, that the Better Business Bureau has been contacted in the above reference complaint from one of your clients or customers on the subject of their business relations with you. The details of the consumer's concern are presented in the enclosed file. So please review this case and advise us of your point of view. And click here to reply. It is a virus, and we encourage everyone not to click on that link, because that's one thing you can know it is fraud. The Better Business Bureau will never send you a link with a complaint. It will be in the body of the email. So you don't want to click on those links or reply to the message. Please forward that message to phishing@council.bbb.org or call the local office. You can call me at 867-0032, or you can call the downtown Nashville office, and that's 615-242-4222.
Now that's phishing with the PH.
Yes.
Phishing@council.bbb.org. And I guess by clicking on that, that puts a virus onto your computer.
Yes, it does.
And these things are going around here in the Middle Tennessee area to businesses, huh?
I've had probably 15 this week.
Wow.
And today's Wednesday, so yeah, it's going around.
So keep that in mind if you get that type of information. Does it come from, have a certain address or anything like that?
It does. Usually it's alerts@bbb.org or security@bbb.org.
So it looks authentic, I guess.
It does. It looks authentic. And it's just not us. So
yeah,
just be careful. Or if it has security@bbb.org, just disregard. If you're unsure, please call the office.
These are some bold folks who
are. They are bold folks. They
using are, the, using the Better Business Bureau. How do you typically send emails to accredited businesses or any business that may have a complaint?
There is a person that gets the complaints, and they are sent via email, but your complaint will be on that first page when you click. There will not be an attachment or link to go to.
Okay, so all the information is in the body.
Right there.
So keep that in mind, all those business owners who may have received one of those emails, and look for alerts at bbb.org, I think, and security,
yes,
at bbb.org for that. We did talk about this being the holiday season, of course. There are, with the hustle and bustle of the holidays, obviously opportunities for people to take advantage of that. People try to get out of town, look for the best deals on travel and what type of gadgets and things of that nature. And there are some holiday schemes, unfortunately, that you want to make us aware of today.
There are the trip troubles, just like you said, when you're visiting relatives, you know, you're ordering enticing travel deals. Just watch out for the unexpected hotel and flight confirmation or cancellation notices. They usually trick consumers into clicking on unsafe links to stop the reservations, and it is virus or they're phishing for information.
Mm-hmm.
So you do want to do that. Another one is getaway goons. When shopping or vacationing, don't become a target for theft. Guard your belongings, be observant, and pack lightly. Avoid broadcasting your travel plans or empty homes on social networks. That could be, you know, an open invitation for burglars.
Well, sure. You go online and post on Facebook, going out of town, great vacation,
yeah,
you know, and some, and it's out there for anyone to see.
Absolutely.
I guess.
I've seen that so much over the summer, at the beach for 5 days. And cheating charities. Always be skeptical of seasonal charities, charitable solicitations. And some of those will use high pressure tactics. Don't answer basic donation questions, and don't, you know, that don't, won't answer those basic questions to you, physical address, name, that type of thing. And just don't trust the solicitations with invoices for past due payments either. My mother's gotten those already this year.
Really?
Yes. So just beware of those. Gift cards. Avoid purchasing third-party gift cards. You know, you need to check them closely for terms, restrictions, fees, expiration dates. Use the cards early as they may become non-redeemable if retailers go out of business.
That's a biggie. Clark,
yes,
Howard talks
biggie
about that one a lot. Just to make sure if you're going to get those that you use them. Sometimes they have hidden expiration dates and things too.
That's exactly right. Got to have goodies and gadgets. Be careful. Dodge all the deceptive deals and free offers on toys, jewelry, electronics, at classified ad sites, social media. Just be careful with your sweepstakes and surveys that you take in order to get those gadgets, because they are phishing for your personal information. Cruel credit catches. During the big spending season, discard ads and offers for high interest credit cards, costly layaway programs, and payday loan traps. Those are big.
Yes.
So, jobs. Job offers for high-paying mystery shoppers. We talk about this all the time. And shopping gigs and online work at home. Employers could steal your data from applications, fail to send the startup materials, or induce paycheck money transfer schemes. So always be careful of those. Santa Claus sites. Steer away from the Santa if Santa requests unnecessary personal data and doesn't abide by advertising laws or fails to disclose contact details and their privacy policies. We talked about that last year with people getting $12.99 charges on their telephone bill that reoccurred and they just could not get off. Hacking holiday e-cards. Don't click on links or attachments in e-cards and other holiday greetings from unfamiliar senders.
Make sure you know who it's coming from.
That's right. Yeah. And make sure your spam filters are set.
If you have a spam filter,
that's
too,
right.
That'll work.
Easy for me to say. You just can't buy tea through the mail anymore. Bogus bank emails. Disregard the sudden emails or text messages about bank account issues. Contact your bank or financial institution directly to verify those. And we've had a lot of deceiving deliveries. Don't accept any notices about delivery delays or confirmation on unordered packages.
All some very good information. When a lot of people, and we're talking to Terry Page with the Better Business Bureau today, a lot of people will go online to purchase gifts and things of that nature, and you know, using those QR codes and going online, there are some helpful tips there too, just to make sure we're very careful not to get that personal information in the wrong hands. And one that keeps coming to my mind, and I always look in the top in the browser just to make sure that it not only says HTTP, but it has the S or the
Absolutely.
Little lock symbol or something like that.
That's exactly right.
Are there any others that you might pass along? I know a lot of people do this stuff on their iPhones and their Android devices and things like that too. And there's new, I guess, phishing techniques that are being used with these Android and iPhones.
There's always phishing on those. But then I've also heard there's malicious QR codes.
Really?
Really. I don't know all the ins and outs of that, and I plan to do some research. And maybe we can get into that next time I'm here.
And that's the little square code
all the jiggly little
little
lines.
Design in it. Mm-hmm. But you take a scan that, and it has information.
Exactly.
So there are some of those out there that actually take you to a website that can get your information.
Absolutely. Right off your phone. So that's something to be aware of, too. Make sure when you're scanning those, it's a business that has it on the, their door or whatever.
What will they think of next?
I mean, they
just use everything.
And QR codes are fairly new, and mm-hmm. they've already got malicious QR codes out. So
look for those things and emails that you get from businesses that have you clicking on links and things within
yes.
those emails. And if it doesn't feel right, it's probably not a good idea. I mean, there are a lot of deals out there, coupons. You can print these coupons if you click here and this, that, and the other. So
right.
There's even a lot of stuff on Facebook now, my
right.
wife says. So.
Exactly. You know, there's holiday screensavers, and I've used those before for my computer. Well, now they are actually full of malware if you're not careful where you get them, so you can't even decorate anymore.
That's terrible.
It is terrible.
And you said e-cards just a minute ago.
E-cards. The coupon scams online. And you mentioned that. You know, you've got to deal with only reputable sites. And you've got to be a smart consumer. Do your homework. Doesn't take long. Just keep yourself safe and your personal information intact. Mm-hmm.
Terry Page with the Better Business Bureau, BBB, here with us today. And since we're kind of on a holiday theme as well, it is very important that if you use the layaway, if you do things of that nature, that you understand what you're getting into.
That's exactly right. Know that they do charge a fee for it, and if you do not get that layaway out under the terms and conditions that you have agreed to, that instead of getting all of your money back, they're going to, a lot of companies, not all, but a lot, are charging a restocking fee, which is totally, you know, if you're aware of it, that's one thing, but read the terms and conditions of your layaway. A lot of people have called, over refunds and exchanges. And right now, there's no laws in our state that dictate refund policies. It's your responsibility to find out the policies of each particular store in which you shop before you buy. You know, most stores are generous with their refund policies, but they have voluntarily done so and are not required by law.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people get that wrong.
Sometimes if you don't have a receipt, maybe you get a gift card or you know, to shop or within the store or something of that nature. But each store could be totally different. So
it varies by store.
You know, it's the biggest return day, I guess, is, you know, the 26th.
Probably,
you know.
So.
And lines are long, and for several days even after that. And you have some pretty irate people when they take something back and they can't exchange it or whatever. So I guess it's good to save those receipts. Many stores will actually give you a receipt that has the information but maybe not the price on it,
right,
that you could actually include with the gift.
Exactly. And that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that too, and that's a really good idea. But yes, keep the receipts, know the individual store's return policy, refund and exchange, because it is not the law that they have to do that for you.
So keep all of that in mind when you're buying that restocking fee. A lot of times it involves electronics, I've noticed.
Yes.
Just because if it's opened, it has to be sent back to the manufacturer to make sure everything, you know, even if you just opened up the box and took it out and it doesn't work and put it back, that's many times why they have the restocking policies. At least I've asked, and that's
right.
One thing. But they may or may not charge that. You need to ask first.
You do need to ask. And I have one other thing. I've been bombarded with people that have purchased used cars, and they call me and want me to pursue their unhappiness with the lemon law. There is no lemon law on used cars. And in the state of Tennessee, when you buy a used car, if it comes as is, it's as is.
Mm-hmm.
If you drive it off the lot and the engine falls in the middle of the street, unless you have explicit warranty that the car dealership has given you, extended to you, or you have bought it, that is your repair, not the dealer.
That's interesting.
That's hard to learn, too.
Yes. Well, that's why if you look on the side of the cars, it has a sticker on just about every car, on every car lot that I've been on. If you're looking at used cars,
that's
it says,
right,
as is, no warranty, and it has it marked.
That's right.
You see the same form in every car window.
That's exactly right.
So the lemon law does not apply to used cars.
Does not apply there. That's only on new vehicles.
Well, very good. We've passed along a lot of information here today, Terry. So if someone had questions, wanted to ask you about a business or a charity or things of that nature, how would they do that?
Well, they could use the website at gobbb.org, or they could call me at the office at 615-867-0032.
Very good. Well, I guess we won't see you until 2012, huh?
I know. That's scary, isn't it?
It is. It is scary. 2012. Wasn't there a movie, 2012 or
something?
I think
so. That's why I said it's scary, Brian. I saw that movie.
Did you? Just want to say Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year. And thanks for all you do coming in here every other week to talk to us, to pass along some much-needed information to our listeners about ways to keep their personal identity safe and businesses and just all the work that you do at the Better Business Bureau.
Thank you, Brian. And I come because I enjoy it. I'm very fond of you.
Well, thank you so very much. Well, we'll see you in that scary 2012.
That works.
All right. Terry Page joining us here this afternoon on WGNS Rutherford Issues. Back to wrap it all up in just a second.
Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
It's time. Catch the